probably the easiest place. My show is called The Book That Won't Close: Confessions of a Love Addict. And the next date is June 6th, and it's a live stream performance at the Whitefire Theater. And you can look it up, The Book That Won't Close on Eventbrite. It is the first time we're trying to like keep theater alive because of the whole COVID experience. And my show has won a scholarship awards. I've only done it 3 times, and it's just people are so receptive to the message of it. And then I'm also a scholarship diversity award winner for the Hollywood Fringe, and my show will be showing up in Hollywood Fringe in October.
Great, thank you so much. So we've been talking tonight with playwright T.L. Forsberg, whose new play, which is going to be airing June 6th on live stream, features a trans character as the lead, one of the lead characters. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank
Have a
you.
good night.
Thank
Bye.
you.
'Nother black life lost, I guess it's not an issue. 'Cause if they don't look like yours, did it really hit you? I see the streets cry blood, go and grab a tissue. See, this is what we fight for, and I'll never quit you. Damn, breathe. All this trauma, do not rush us. Dead uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins. We took a knee for this type of injustice. But I guess it's not an issue if it's just us. Listen, this is what we do next. We organize our people, give them a common threat. Elect to put the people in office who got our best. Money is power. So we gonna make them work for that check. Grief in our hearts, pain on our chest, blood on the leaves, bullet wounds on our chest. When I turn on the news, they misconstrue it the best. We're the enemies first, maybe a citizen next. Yeah, yeah, my God, killers are on the loose. The only shade that they wear is that f***ing blue. Always guilty, never innocent. They don't need that proof, so they can pump you full of shells. Gas stations do. You the one who's supposed to serve and protect us. But how I'm supposed to feel when your knees on my necklace? Got a gun to my back, and I mean all disrespect. But your inability has got me losing my breath. Say his name. Say his name.
George Floyd.
Say his name.
George Floyd.
Say his name.
George Floyd.
Thank you very much. Power to the youth. Power to the youth. Power to the youth. All right. Here's Drew from Speak Out Now.
All right, right on, right on. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. So it's a lot going on. I don't know if people have been checking their phones, but if you would, you would see an update about Donald Trump. So right now he's declared people who are protesting in the streets like us, I think it's possible terrorist organizations. And he's threatening to send, exactly. Damn right. So he's threatening to declare a war, right? A war on the people who are protesting the injustice. So I think he's actually right about one thing for once, that they've woken up a sleeping giant. So first off, I want to thank Akil and Xavier for letting me share a few words. It's been a pleasure getting to know them while working for today's event. So just to introduce myself, my name is Drew. I grew up here in Oakland and actually graduated from Tech back in 04. Damn business. So in part, it was my experience growing up in Oakland and seeing the racial disparities that exist between myself and many of my friends that made me or helped me become a revolutionary socialist. Like millions of others across our country and world, I was outraged and saddened to see the murder of George Floyd and the continuous racism and barbarity of our society. But times are clearly changing, and we are making history, making our voices heard as many others across our country and world are doing. And I'm proud to be here with everybody. Like the saying goes, racism is not a black people problem, it's a white people problem. So black people and other minorities have known about the injustices and brutality of our society for as long as this country has existed. From the beginning of our country, those who rule our society have attempted to buy poor whites off by giving a few more crumbs and feeding lies about racial superiority. It's been one of the best weapons our enemy has had, being able to separate people who ultimately have more commonalities than differences. But as we've seen over the past few days, the centuries-long system of racism are being challenged in a way that many of us have not seen in our lifetimes. The virus, the unemployment, our uncertain futures have linked us all together. The brutal murder of George Floyd was the last straw. The calls to reform the police with body cameras, community liaisons, and better training are clearly not a solution. Under this system, there is no solution to the problems we have. The capitalist system we live in depends on the extraction of wealth from our communities and the exploitation of our labor. This system cannot allow those who have the power to change it, that is, poor and working class blacks, whites, and other minorities, to come together. Racism is in the DNA of American capitalism. So people have taken to the streets, rightfully so, but this should only be our beginning. If we want to do more than protest against these injustices, we have to organize ourselves to transform them. The schools we're in, the churches we're a part of, the places where we work, the communities we live in, these are our arenas of life that we must begin to organize. We have the numbers, and the diverse working class of our country has the power to shut it all down. We must begin to organize ourselves so that we can not only take on this racist system, but end it and create a society that works for all of us. Power to the people.
Beautiful to see how many, all you youngsters out here paying attention to what these damn police are doing. But then again, all the police are doing it to the young people mostly. Picture of my son right there. He was killed in Richmond in 2014 he was unarmed, and the damn cop was just as bad as that dumbass that killed George Floyd. I watched the video, and all the pain that came to me, it was real hurtful. My son was shot by a police officer, and to this day, I can't, if I see a movie or something and I see someone get shot, it just pain comes to me real quick. There's a video on YouTube, The Murder of Petey Perez, and it shows it from inside the liquor store to the outside, but and then at the end, the horrible part, it shows him stumbling into the store dying. And anyway, that happened almost 6 years ago. You know, you're all aware, we're in Oscar Grant Plaza right here, and he was killed 11 years ago. And then countless more before that, and you'd think the police department would learn their lesson. But actually, it's up to you guys to get these laws changed with all our old folks' help, too. Let's get these laws changed where we hold these police accountable. And you know how it goes with these the charges. You see these charges against that cop that killed George Floyd. I don't even like saying his name. They give him one charge of third-degree murder. But if it was you, they'd be stacking the charges up heavy, so they're going to get you for something or another. But when it comes to a police officer, you know, here we go. They're worried about what we're going to do tonight when the light goes away and the darkness, the cloak of darkness. But they don't worry about the damn police in the damn dark blue uniforms. They're just going out of control all over the place. And then the damn asses out here, the police, they're just loving all this overtime they're getting because they're all getting paid. Damn one of them had to suffer from the COVID virus, you know, not as far as the paycheck goes. So, yeah, I'm with it all the way, FTP, or let's say... Unfortunately, they're here for, they're supposed to be here for our protection, and we got to rein them back in and to make them do that. They're not here because, you know, that dumbass that did George Floyd took a knee in the wrong way. But we're watching all Colin Kaepernick take the knee, and everybody persecuted him for that. Now all these police chiefs and stuff are out there standing side by side with everybody taking the knee. And, you know, they're just trying to smooth us over until it happens the next time. And they're going to keep on going and going until we stop them. We got to get these laws changed. We got to stop them. And back to Colin Kaepernick. You, I don't know, no humbler way to be to get down on your knee. You get down on your knees and you pray to God. He just was he was trying to keep from showing disrespect to the flag, but these damn police and Trump and everybody thinks, oh, he's being disrespectful to all the veterans, all this stuff. Well, the veterans fought for our rights and stuff, and yet the police take them away. And it's kind of ironic. A lot of the people that went and were in the Army and the armed forces come back here and become police officers, and then they fought for our rights, and now they're taking them away. You guys get out there and start trying to get some of these laws changed. I know I am. I know Oscar Grant's uncle, Uncle Bobby, is. We're all working to do that, so we got to stop them. They work for us. We don't work for them. Power to the people. Power to all you youngsters. You're all young and strong, so get out there and do your thing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. Next, we will have this young woman right here. Yeah. You can get up right here. I want to let y'all know from the bottom of my heart, it feels good to have the whole town over here. Just to think that two 19-year-olds shut down all of Oakland. You heard me? You heard me? Right. So, here she is. She's going to say her words of power.
Thank you. Of course, of course. Wow, it looks beautiful from up here. It looks beautiful from up here, I can say that. I thank all of y'all for being here. My name is Nafisa. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I am 22 years old, out here repping for the best. I just want to share a little piece with y'all. If y'all feel me, can y'all snap? Can y'all snap? Okay. This was inspired by, of course, all the events that's going on and a song I heard. Morning in America. Y'all call it the land of the brave, but in my world, it's just the land of enslaved. And when I say that, I mean it most truthfully. We got corrupt government officials and cops killing blacks so ruthlessly. We even got white doctors killing black babies. Man, it should be America, land of the crazy. In some cases, when you speak of crime to a cop, all we see is black faces. We can't escape it. Taking our people to this land you call America. But did you consider with the tribes taking after her? Like all the land, did you think to give it back to her? This land ain't your land, this land is my land. From California to New York and all the Caribbean islands. From Mexico to Canada and Alaska too. This land ain't your land, you couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. Pay a month of my dues, I feel so misused. Transported here naked, I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm angry. Ain't nobody fighting hard enough for our equality. Every time I turn around, there's another black brother or black sister dead in the streets. Black lives matter. Yeah, I said it, and I dare one of you to say all lives matter, and I bet you regret it. Because if all lives matter, black lives matter simply wouldn't exist. When you see a cop, don't move, don't freeze, don't you resist, okay. But what about Tamir Rice? Fred Hampton, Alton Sterling, Rakia Boyd, Ayanna Stanley Jones was 9 years old, killed in the comfort of her own home, sleeping on the couch. Do you know the definition of unjust? It's this society. They don't make the minorities a priority and ignore anything that gives them anxiety. In society, it's like piety, only without being religious. Y'all are devoted to not seeing us shine. Devoted to not seeing us shine. And I still can't grasp the concept of police. Are y'all here to serve and protect or hurt and neglect? Served and protect or hurt and neglect? Because I can't tell. And I know you remember what happened to Sean Bell on his wedding day. In a club. Cops got the call saying it was a fight. But really, he must have got the call saying gun. Because they shot him out of sight. Three black men shot a total of 50 times. And one lays without a life. How many more say his names will it take? How many more obituaries do we have to make? Tamir Rice, Fred Hampton, Alton Sterling, Rakia Boyd, Ayanna Stanley, Philando Castile, Michael Brown, George Floyd. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Say their names.
Now let's give it up.
That brought tears to my eyes. Next up, we got none only than Mr. Fab. And he wants to say some words of wisdom. He wants to say some words of power.
I need everybody to make some noise for that sister. She just put tears in my eyes. I didn't want to come down here and it's tough because as an artist, as a rapper, as a community person, they always feel like when you're doing something, you're doing it for personal reasons. And in my mind, I was like, I don't want to go down there because I don't want people to feel like I'm doing this for me. And I stand up here so selfless right now, and I stand up here so selfless. I stand up here with tears in my eyes from hearing a poem from a sister who I don't know, but it just touched me so much. And I just hugged her like that was my mama daughter. I want y'all to know this though. everybody that stands on the side of you not standing with you. If you're not here for the sole purpose of us raising awareness and representing and singing so loud and spiritually so walking so loud that our ancestors is proud, if you're not here for that reason, we ask y'all to leave right now. If you're not here because you're deeply affected by it. Now listen, all people come from black men, so I don't care what color are you. I don't care what color you are, because all people come from black men. We are the original people. So let's not get caught up in shades. Let's get caught up in purpose. What's your intentions? What is your reason? Is it self-inflicted indigenous? What is your reason? Are you here to all the indigenous people that are natives to this land? To all of the people that come from this earth? To all of the people that represent cry and pain? To all of the people that shed tears when they see somebody that they don't know slain in front of somebody? Racism is taught. Racism is perpetuated hate that is passed on through tradition. We cannot be called guilty of racism because we're not teaching that. We're representing love. We stand on love. We stand on love. I say this to all of my peers and all of my friends. White silence is still violence. I don't care within the proximity of who you are, of your relationship. If you are me and you are my brother, regardless of your color, if you know that you have a different pigmentation that give you the right affiliation, utilize that. Utilize your privilege to speak for us. Utilize your privilege to do things on a platform that we can't do. Due to the pigmentation. Of course, my obligation is to my pigmentation, and I am unapologetically black, so I'm sorry if you are offended by that. They ask me, what life will I save first, if it's black or white? I'm sorry, I'm gonna save black. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm standing for my people, just like you should. But we are appreciative for those that are non-black that are here today. We are appreciative because we know how much risk that it takes. We know, as standing in solidarity, how you can be blamed, how you can be labeled. We know the risk that it takes from your family members saying you willing to lose your life for strangers. We know. We know what the risk is for anyone that's out here. We know what you're risking standing in solidarity with us, and we are appreciative. We thankful. But please, let us not lose sight of what we're fighting for. A protest without a plan and a list of demands is more like a parade. We're not here parading. Let me hear everybody say, this is not a parade. We're not here to parade, y'all. Because you parade when you're celebrating something. We're not celebrating nothing. We're standing here with our demands, and we're sitting up to see the cease of police brutality. The cease of those are able to kill us and lynch us. That's the new modern day lynching. Them shooting us on camera. Them killing us, assassinating us. That's assassination. That's nothing to celebrate. We are here because we fed up. We have reached our boiling point, America. This is a mirror to the hate that we've been gave. So when the president tweets out things like these thugs are tearing up Minneapolis, but they tweet out the citizens of Pennsylvania demand their rights when they marching with AR-15s and deadly assault rifles, but they call them citizens and people. We see where we stand. We not thugs. I see beautiful people out here. I see kings and queens. I see activists. I see passionate people. I see mothers, fathers, sons, daughters. I see a people that say we're not going for it no more, man. If we got to burn this motherfucker down, that's what they going to do. They not going for it no more.
in Oakland, in Detroit, in Baltimore, in D.C., in New York, in Minneapolis, in Florida, in Miami. What you're seeing is rage. We have reached our boiling point, America. Don't blame us for this. Don't blame us. What I want to say to all of my scholars and to all of my young people that are out here today, the youth has the power. We have the ability to change. We have the ability to switch the narrative. We have the ability to change the way America will be looked at and viewed. It starts today. The shift of the power is us appreciating our power. Because remember, the power is in the people and politics we address. I love you, Patrick. The power is in the people and politics we address. For us to stand here, that means we all got some things that we need to address. I love you guys so much. I'm not here to incite no riot. I'm here to say, let's get a plan. Let's organize it. Let's be effective. Let's sit up and let's say, hey, this is what we want. This is what's going on. We have the ability to change the narrative. Before I go, I want to send a humongous shout out to the young organizers that organized this rally. So when they say we can't come together in peace and in solidarity, when we can't come together with demonstrations to spread love, that's a lie. If your intentions are negative, please exit stage left. We here because we have reached our America. Let's remain conscious of what we do. Oakland, California, the home of the Panthers. Organizing ain't nothing new for us. I don't care if you black, white, Latino, Middle Eastern, Asian descent, Polynese, whatever you represent. Today, you stand in solidarity with one cause: to see the cease of police brutality and a corrupt judicial system that continuously shows us that they don't give a fuck about us. All power to the people. Because we have reached our boiling point, America.
All power to the people. My name is Chief Black. I'm elected president of Laney's College Black Student Union. Right here in Oakland. First off, I would like to say all praises to the Most High for allowing this gathering here today for justice. We need justice in our community. That's why we all got together. And this right here is an example of that. We need change. We've been doing this for too long. And it starts with organizing and educating ourselves. Starts with feeding our mind, feeding our spirit, feeding our body with righteousness. This is where we're going in the future, and they want to prevent us from going there, but we're not having it. I want to say we're not having it, y'all. With that, I'm going to share a little something with y'all, and I want y'all to, when I put my fist in the air, we ain't having it no more, all right? No more intoxicating our lives. No more seeing injustice and nothing said. No more plugged ears. No more being misled. We ain't having it no more. No more media lies. No more set up by the feds. No more police brutality, aggression. No more systematic oppression. We ain't having it no more. No more young brothers and sisters dead. No more saying, that's just how it is. No more cooning through life. No more poisoning the minds of the kids. We ain't having it no more. No more hiding truth of melanated people. No more schools training to be white. No more corrupt laws. No more violations of our rights. We ain't having it no more.
I love to see y'all out here, y'all. It's a blessing to be. Hey, the point of me coming up here today is to make sure that you got what you need to go forward and get fuel with education, knowledge, peace, positivity, love, unification, and most of all, we gotta show love. With all this out here, we gotta make sure love for our people is known. Because right now, we attack with a lot of hate. And they don't want to see us go on and strive. So we're going to take it upon ourselves to take this energy to the next level, unify with our people, come together, and show America what we're really about. I want you to look next to each other and know that these are our people. We're going to do what we can, are we able to make sure that they survive, they looked out for, and our needs are met. Because right now, we feel attacked, we feel oppressed, and this right here is our liberation. Black power! Black power! All power to the people! All power to the people! All power to the people. Thank you, much love.
All right, so as a result of the curfew, we're going to have to wrap it up in a little bit. We're going to have Mr. Fab say something real quick, and then we're going to have our last speaker, okay? Thank you.
Be mindful of this curfew. I was appointed, directed by one of my mentors, and the elderman of mine, do not allow this to run to a point where they utilize this as a reason to disrupt us because of this curfew. So if we can be mindful of that, because you know what that curfew means, that's giving them open rights to do whatever the hell they want to do. Let us not be guinea pigs. Let us not be guinea pigs. Let's keep that in our mind. Let us keep this in our mind that this curfew, they're going to use every reason that they... Let's just be mindful of that. The curfew is at 8 o'clock. I want people to get home to their family safe. Get home to your family safe. Thank y'all so much for this. This is a turning point for us, man. Thank y'all so much, Oakland. To the youth that organized this, y'all are great. Thank y'all so much. Please make some noise for the youth.
Yeah, so... I have a few things that I want to address. So now the motive of this movement and what we want is no longer questionable and hopefully will not have such room to be misconstrued by the media. Let us start by addressing the system, because that is primarily the problem. The system was not made by us, but it was made for us. The system was not meant to fail us, it was meant for us to fail. White doctors are killing us, white judges are giving us life sentences, and white citizens have been given a license to kill us since day one of the establishment of this nation. It is a system as a whole that has to fall and be reconstructed this time by the people for the people. Old systems were not a fair representation, and if America truly believes that when there is a short calm during this storm, that everything will go back to normal and we will continue our predator-prey coexisting relationship with the police, they are awfully naive. Everything has its peak, and this is America's. We will no longer abide by these oppressive systems which help protect white privilege and status. And it's quite interesting how the White House had the audacity to deny systematic oppression, yet they're standing in front of a building that was built from people that were going through systematic oppression. That brings me to white America. We have fought your wars. We have killed people who look like us for you. We have put our lives on the line for your causes. We have fueled your economy off our backs. Black America built this nation on our backs. We have helped you sustain this inherently corrupt establishment you call a united country. A thing white America seems to like to do is to control the narrative of the oppressed conversations and movements. When there is an initiative being made to try and talk to the oppressor, once there is one flaw in a protest or word of truth they don't like in one's delivery, they disregard the entire message and either deflect and start telling us what we should and shouldn't do. But if white America took as much accountability as they expected us to somehow magically take for being oppressed under the systems they established, then they shouldn't be doing a lot of the things and we wouldn't even all be here right now. Or we are often told to find another way no matter what route we take. We have tried every way. Our generations before us tried the peaceful route. They're all dead. Malcolm and Martin Luther King Jr. both had different approaches and America killed them. We also asked with the Black Panther movement and they gave us the crack epidemic. At this point, asking, waiting, or finding another way just seems to be a way for you to buy more time to cause more destruction and polish up the corrupt obstacle course you have built to oppress the Black community. What are we waiting on? More death? Now, let's address the police force of America. We don't care that you're pushing for an immediate investigation. We don't care that you're making it your top priority. That is your job. It was said that the case of George Floyd was being moved with extraordinary speed. The case was being moved with extraordinary speed. Shouldn't all cases of this magnitude be moved with extraordinary speed? Shouldn't all cases, but they aren't, because cases like these get a pat on the wrist for the cop when he makes poor judgment due to his irresponsible fear and hatred for Black people, right? But now that you're finally doing your job, does not mean we will stop doing ours. Our voices get murmured, and then we shout, and eventually there's just an echo. But now the shouts will remain until the hate is the one being murmured, and until the hate and the individuals who embody it are silent, are no longer in power, no longer have authority, and no longer have the means to effortlessly demonstrate their day-to-day barbaric actions. Now, when speaking for the Black community, our frustration and exhaustion go beyond the deaths of our brothers and sisters. We are done with America taking our souls every generation. When are we going to have a generation where Black parents' parenting won't be political from the moment their kids are able to speak? When are we going to have a generation of our bloodline that will be able to live like a regular individual in American society? Every year we are always being told vote. Stop all this talk about voting. We have been down that road. And how can our vote truly count when most of the Black population in America make up your prison systems? And unjustly, at that, by vote, you are telling us just play into the game and participate, maybe some change will come. We are telling you that is not working. What America does with voting and Black people is like what a sibling does when the younger sibling wants to play a video game with them. They give them a controller that is not even connected to the game system. No more turning our cheeks, no more blessing our enemies, no more being the bigger person, because that speaks for itself. Our ancestors showed you one way. We're here to show you the other. We were asking with civil rights. We were asking with the Panthers. But like they always say, third time is a charm. And usually it's because you tried something a bit new. You don't need to hear our pain. You don't need to see our pain. But maybe you can feel it because you haven't yet. We have nothing to lose but everything to change. And to my fellow Black peers, I want to say that I'm extremely proud of us. For centuries, we have been torn down and apart. We have been knocked down in all our efforts to make a better way for our people. I know that times are different. Everything is so fast-paced in society. That is hard to just stop all of your priorities and get together and mobilize. Once again, to combat the corruption of this nation. However, we owe it to our ancestors who devoted their whole beings to the cause to get up out of our comfortability and do something. Their work was not finished. They ran so we could walk. Don't easily be discouraged or lose faith. It takes real sacrifice and resilience to keep going. Of course, if we wanted, we could all stop now and stay in our defective safety net society has used to fool us as freedom. But we are then just another generation not living to our fullest potential. And showcasing our strength to break through these barricades, we can and will prevail against all odds. It is in our veins to fight back. Don't fail our past generations and don't fail our next. Forget all the differences we have among our brothers and sisters and come together and stay together to conquer what we have been fighting for a lifetime. To people of color, we see you and we hear you. We also feel you. Black Lives Matter is not to diminish the struggles of other minorities. The Black community is aware of all the struggles minorities face, but we have never been able to breathe. All our houses are on fire, but every time we start working on our foundation to even build a house, it is destroyed. This is not the time for the battle of the oppressed. We have to fight one battle at a time. The Black community's fight in America is truthfully the biggest and has been. The middlemen can never seek refuge if the ones at the bottom never can either. As allies, we greatly appreciate you and appreciate the initiatives you are taking to educate yourselves on the gravity of Black struggles in America. We cannot fight this fight alone, and we want you to know we will never let you fight a fight on your own. And I finish this by saying, there's no more asking or waiting. Your progress will not be at the expense of our time. We will no longer wait to go through you. We will go straight past you. We're here to let you know there's no obedience and compliance. All these systems are set in place so that as Black people, we don't take our shit back. And we're going for it, and we aren't going for it anymore. If America is willing to kill Black people fighting for justice and the rights that are indebted to them by this nation, it wouldn't be the first time, but we're taking everyone with us. Your actions will have consequences, and the people are here to give you a long overdue sentencing. There is a time everyone must face their demons, and 2020 is America's turn. What you're cooking for is a war between the real American people and the corrupt institutions of America. And white America, I really want you to ask yourself, who will win if the whole nation is rising on our feet? Height parallel, who will win? And lastly, to the media, because we're seeing all over Twitter that they're trying to incite fear in all of us to not even be here in the first place. So we see what you're doing. In fact, it is what you've always been doing. Stop falsifying the narrative of our movement, especially things like Fox News, which targets the miseducated poor white community and people of color with identity issues who want to be closer in proximity to whiteness. We're not going for it. The people are no longer naive and are united more than ever. It is also irresponsible for the media to be pushing the narrative that this intense outburst of emotion is only being expressed due to the death of George Floyd. This is generations of anguish, trauma, and pain finally reaching the surface of the masses. Also, in regards to the looting and who is doing the looting, stop trying to give every name in the book to the looters besides white anarchists who have a destruction fetish, because the actual protesters are protesting. Trying to make the protesters start being untrustworthy of each other and divisive is not going to work. Also, stop spreading police propaganda of officers taking a knee with protesters or holding up signs moments before they beat the fuck out of them or spray them. If you expect the public to go back to normal with these same cops on the street with some newfound level of trust, you are living in oblivion. Most of the cops are trigger happy, waiting for the green light from the orange rapist at the White House. Lastly, if it is still unclear to outlets what it is Black Americans want, it is for our own industries to be established, our own business, economic efficiency, death to the inherently corrupt institutions, end of mass incarceration, reconstruction of the law enforcement industry, and actual rights that represent every individual and protect every individual in America. We are here to let America know we are not playing any more games, and we will get this done one way or another. So stop telling us what and how to do it, because quite frankly, we don't give a
see the white man hang from a tree. Eyes bulging red while he stare at me. Sweet. I wanna see his children work for me. I ain't paying them, they gon' work for free. I wanna beat the white man just for fun. Sit my dogs on him and watch him. See the white man beg to be free and beg for some of that money he making me. Oh. Tables turn, watch and learn. Yeah. Freedom come, watch it burn. Ooh. Would you hate what you embrace? I wanna let the white man leave my fields.
I Can't Breathe, Part 2. The furious struggle for justice by the late Eric Garner took years, long, hard years, by his family and friends before a bare pittance was granted in the belated decision to dismiss the cop who choked him to death, uncharged, I might add. The name Eric Garner has become a catchword for the state of Black America for decades, if not centuries, who can barely breathe free air. The phone cam recording of the police killing of George Floyd in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota, by a beefy cop putting his knee on the neck of Floyd, provides an eerie echo of Garner's words from at least 5 years before. I can't breathe. Floyd, his breath cut off, cries for the person who gave him life, his mama. Within minutes, Floyd is gone. Eric Garner was approached by a police squad after a merchant complained that he was selling Lucy's, or single cigarettes. Floyd was approached by several cops after a merchant claimed he passed a forged $20 bill. Think about that. Two men, two fathers, choked to death because of merchant complaints about loose cigarettes and a fake $20 bill, allegedly. This is a statement about how, in a capitalist society, merchandise is more important than Black life. George Floyd joined a collective he never wanted to join, and perhaps never expected to join. It is the roll call of the dead, caused by the state and a system of repression that is all pervasive. Does Black life matter? Not yet. From imprisoned nations, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
I can't breathe again. I can't breathe. Our voices are being quarantined. COVID-19, 60s to 1619. Jamestown choked me, sold me. Shackles hold me tightly by my neck. And I can't breathe again. 2020 ain't no f***ing vision on your tail. I vision of why I'm living like a prejudged villain. CNN, Fox News commentating and debating why I can't breathe again. How many times do I have to say this? I'm taking the gloves off because racism is the main deadliness that's contagious. I just got diagnosed and received a degree in criminology, but f*** your education. I don't want to learn shit from a nation that's racist. The definition of policing, overseeing property. I can't understand how the white man never understood how to handle the human properly. Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the noble Drew Ali spoke constantly, consciously, and cautiously about this ungodly prophecy. And you still worried about your prophecy?
We want an immediate end to the police brutality and mob attacks against the so-called Negro throughout the United States. Yes, a complete end to the police brutality and mob attacks that our people are confronted by every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year across the land. Brother, show me those. You got those pictures? Brother, grab that picture of Brother Ronald. Let me show you what I mean by police brutality and mob attacks. Come over here with that. Here is a man, a Korean vet. This is a Black man, a Korean vet. Went to war in Korea fighting for America. Risked his life fighting for America. And came back to this country and was shot down by the white man like a dog. Not some Ku Klux Klansman down in Mississippi. This Black man was shot through the heart by policemen in Los Angeles, California. And they are dumb enough to think we have forgotten it. We are Muslim, never forget. You don't kill our brother. We don't never forget. You don't shoot one of us and then grin in our face. You don't shoot one of us and then shake our hands and think we forget it. No, we never forget. We'll never forget. Someone has to pay. Somewhere, somehow, someone has to pay. When a snake bites your children, you don't go and look for the snake that has blood on his jaws. Any old snake will do. Any old snake will do. They shot him through the heart. And as he lay dying on the sidewalk, they beat that hole in his head with police clubs. Not in Mississippi, but in Los Angeles, California. Not in the South, right there in the North, in the West. Here it shows, men, black men, laying all over the sidewalk, shot down by police bullets. Not men who were guilty of some crime, not men who were drunk, not men who attacked anyone, but they shot their way into our mosque. Shot their way into our religious sanctuary and got the audacity to walk around here talking about this is a country based upon the principles of freedom of religion and freedom of worship and freedom of speech. This country is based upon nothing but hypocrisy, and it's based upon nothing but the right of white people to mutilate and shoot down black people. This is the brutality that we're talking about. This is the crime that we're talking about. And you say we teach hate. What kind of hate are we teaching? We're telling you what happens to black people. And this man didn't get shot down because he was a Muslim. They didn't ask him what his religion was. They saw that he was black and they began to fire point blank. And then when they went to court, these Gestapo, they were the criminals. They didn't go to court. They charged him. He's a dead man. And they charged him with a crime. But these Negroes here shot down were charged with a crime. And you haven't heard anybody open their mouth about it. You wonder why you're having trouble in this country. You're having trouble because the devil is on the rampage. A blue-eyed devil is on the rampage. A heartless devil is on the rampage. A beast is on the rampage. And you haven't got sense enough to know how to handle it. So we don't try and handle it. God is going to handle it. We ask God to give him justice. We ask God to trap him. We ask God to catch him. We ask God to deal with him. And we pray that God deals with more of them day after day. Right. And what ones God don't get, we'll get them.
I'ma still sing my song. I'ma still shout my life. Can't stop me. You can't stop me, no. I'ma still sing my song. I'ma still shine my light. You can't stop me.
They said we locked down, okay, I'm going in my bag. Gonna be a beast, sharpen the skills, working on the craft. Transported the lab to the living room, sheltered in place. I'll be compelled to create, might catch me singing old Tony, Tony, Tony. Off the balcony, like in Italy, where my neighbors going viral. Mode survival, got the vitals, stock the cupboards. Grocery store was on some other, so alarming. Filling shopping carts and fighting over shaman. I'm looking for them vitamins, I'm not a scientist. But if we would've listened to Larry Brilliant, we wouldn't be in this predicament. No more hugs or handshakes. Shakes of fists, we bumping elbows, coughing in public, damn near criminals, side eyes and smirks. How we gonna pay rent? Can't work. All my musician homies out here, pockets is hurt. They can bail out Wall Street with over 1 trillion. I'm trying to figure out how to stretch that 1200. Congress need to put a stop to all the rent and mortgage. Put our heads together, we can manifest abundance. Come on.
I'ma still sing my song.
With the prayers every morning, gotta check in with the spirit, so important. Riding the cold with the quarantine, open mic live streams. Good to see my people still striving. D Nice broke Instagram with the livest party ever on the net, on the really been a vet. Was you there when Chris Rochelle had him at Liege? Let's support our people no matter prestige. Hard times when you got mouths to feed and the gigs canceled. Time to get innovative, we can't sit idle. Every night I go IG live on the piano and it's helpful, made a look.
Thank you. You're listening. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like a broken record, but you are listening to KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. Listen sponsored. Now, become a member now. Become